Heidi, here's a question for you from Jordan, who is wondering, why do some people get motion sickness, but some people don't? First of all, tell us what motion sickness actually is. Why does this happen?
So when I'm sitting in a car, there are multiple different receptors in my body and different systems that are telling my brain about where my body is in space and what it's doing, how it's moving. So I've got receptors in my bum saying I'm sitting still, and I've got pressure from my skin saying that I'm sitting still. And then at the same time, my vestibular system inside of the inner ear, where there are these canals with fluid in them that kind of slosh about and tell my brain where I am in space and help me to keep my balance. And then there's also my eyes telling me whether or not stuff is coming towards me or moving from me, which will tell me about whether or not I'm moving. So in a car, you start to get mismatching signals from all these different systems. So the vestibular system is saying we're moving because the car is accelerating or decelerating. And at the same time, my eyes and the rest of my body is telling me that I'm sitting still. So this creates a sort of mismatch, and the brain doesn't really know how to interpret
it. So logically, the brain says, the right thing to do is to throw up.
Yeah. So why do we get nauseous? So this is something we don't actually know why. There is a theory that was posed in the 70s, which was that maybe this is to do... So normally when we had this sort of mismatch going on, this would be because we'd eaten some kind of a toxic food or something that meant that we need to throw it up in order to get rid of it. So this is the brain's best guess essentially about what's going on, and that's why maybe it's making us nauseous, although this has not been sort of proven. It's just a theory that we have.
But returning to Jordan's question, which is, why do some people seem to succumb more than others? And also, are older people more susceptible than younger people? Because I've noticed I was immune to the worst that the fairground could throw at me when I was the age of my children. But as I've got older, I've become more susceptible.
Really? Okay, interesting. So I've read the opposite, that sometimes older people will get less susceptible to motion sickness.
Maybe they just don't go on the fairground so much. That's what it is.
So individual differences can come from maybe that people have different levels of sensitivity in their vestibular system. So some people will be maybe relying more on their vestibular system than others to keep their balance or to know where their body is in space. So this might, if you're very sensitive, then maybe you're also more prone to motion sickness. But also this has to do with exposure and telling, essentially your brain needs to know that you're okay. So if you train yourself to tell the body that actually this is fine, we're not in any danger, we're not being poisoned, then over time you get used to it, and then that stops this nausea from happening.
So there you go. I prescribe 15 circuits on the waltzer, followed by that horrible roller coaster that flips you upside down 500 times.